Temperatures in the high 60s and low 70s across the Northwoods at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. Today is another free food giveaway at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry, and it's in progress as we speak. Last month, a similar giveaway was well attended. It's being provided through Feeding America. Any person, regardless of income, can come to the food pantry now. There are no forms to fill out. Social distancing will be observed. If your trunk has room and is open, the box will be placed in it. If the box of food has to be placed inside the vehicle, officials say you'll need to load it yourself. This is a no-contact pickup. Langlade County has recorded its first death related to COVID-19. Langlade County Health Officer Megan Williams said the health department was saddened by the loss of their community members, one of their community members, and extended sympathies to their loved ones. Forest County has the most cases registered in the Northwoods, with 45 confirmed cases and 3 deaths. Many of the Forest County cases are tied to an outbreak at the Bay at New Rock Health and Rehabilitation Center in Leona. Iron County has recorded 1 death, and no other Northwoods counties have recorded any deaths. Senator Tammy Baldwin told a webinar audience this week that the nation's economy is likely to slowly rebound and more stimulus is needed, including a subsidized work program. Ken Krall reports.
Baldwin says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has refused to take up the HEROES Act, which would supply funds to laid-off workers, support small businesses, and help frontline health care workers. That measure passed the House. Baldwin says the CARES Act, which was passed, propped up many people from going under and kept money going to small businesses. That bonus $600 on jobless benefits expires at the end of July. She's introduced a bill to extend the extra money through the end of the year. She's advocating a federal state jobs transition program.
So I recently introduced the Jobs for Economic Recovery Act to support the economic recovery by immediately financing 6 months of wages and benefits for unemployed workers.
Senator Baldwin says it's a win-win for workers and businesses as it makes it easier for a worker to transition into a job. She says this approach is a stronger approach to recovery than other methods. Baldwin urged voters to contact their congressional members to urge action to move new legislation forward. Republicans are concerned about additional debt added if more stimulus programs are approved. Baldwin spoke during a webinar sponsored by Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Boaters, dealers, and repair shops say they were surprised by an announcement in late May. Wisconsin-based Evinrude, which made outboard boat motors, announced it was ending production. The company had been a dealer in the business for more than a century, says Jim Montgomery, who owns Duke's Outboard Service in Rhinelander.
They've been around forever. They were one of the first successful manufacturers of the outboard motor. They didn't invent the outboard motor, but they were the first one to successfully build a reliable one and market it, you know, and continue to sell the product, you know, over the years.
Montgomery's father, Duke, started selling and servicing Evinrude Motors in 1934. Much of the family's collection is at a museum at the Pioneer Park Historical Complex in Rhinelander. We visit the shop and the museum to talk about Evinrude's legacy and connection to the Northwoods on this week's The Stream, our water reporting series. That next airs at 5:45 p.m. here on WXPR, and you can also catch it on WXPR.org. In your forecast for this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms remain likely mainly after 5 p.m. Our high is predicted to reach 81 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms could hang around overnight, mainly before 1 a.m., low 63 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 82. Then for Saturday, high near 83. Sunny and 78 on Sunday. Undercurrents is on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.